This is Ethan Skolnick for the 5 on the Floor podcast on the 5 Reasons Sports Network down in American Airlines Arena after the Miami Heat beat the Washington Wizards in overtime, go to 8-0 on the season in overtime and 19-1 overall at home. I'm with Alex Toledo, but before we get to today's episode, I want to tell you about one of the great sponsors of the 5 Reasons Sports Network and the only one that actually put me in clothing tonight, which is Servani Men's Custom Clothier. How frustrating is it to shop for dress clothes? You never seem to find the right fit, color, or style. Or maybe you feel like you never know what to wear or how to wear it. Maybe you've got a wedding or special event coming up, or you just need to cover a Heat game. Well, that's why you got to go see Blanca over at Servani Men's Custom Clothier. That's in South Miami, her private showroom, located right across from Sunset Place on Red Road. I was just there the other day to pick up my jackets, one of which I've got here tonight. Servani has been designing fine custom-made clothing in South Miami for over 30 years. Your custom-made suits, pants, shirts, and shoes will fit you just the way you like. For someone like me who goes in and can never fit himself properly, trust me, ask my 5.5-year-old daughter, this is a necessary service. So schedule a private consultation with Blanca to start looking your best and get the benefit of a female's perspective on men's fashion. So give her a call at 305-310-2085. That's 305-310-2085. Nothing fits like custom tailored clothes. Stop buying off the rack. And now, today's episode.
Welcome to 5 on the Floor, a Miami Heat and NBA podcast from Ethan Skolnick with Alphonse Sidney, a.k.a. Alf954. Brought to you by the 5 Reasons Sports Network.
All right, Ethan Skolnick back here with Alex Toledo. You can find him at Tropical Blanket. I'm at 5 Reasons Sports and at Ethan J. Skolnick. As I mentioned, the Miami Heat win again. We're here at American Airlines Arena. We have said that 19 times so far this season. We've only talked about one loss, and that was a 3-point loss to the best in the West, Lakers. So this is a pattern. It's almost, you know, Alex, when this team goes to overtime, we know they're winning. And Eric Spoelstra said after the game, he's like, we've got really, really competitive guys in there. I just wish I could get it out of them for the entire game. But they get to it in overtime. We're going to get to the mass substitution today, which I think was the big story of the game. But overall, the demeanor in the overtime to pull out the victory tonight.
I mean, I thought it was encouraging. It's more of the same from what we've seen from them at home this season. I think, you know, we saw Beal go off for most of the game. And even with that, they had control of the game for most of it, you know, before they lost that lead that, you know, they were up 19 at halftime and suddenly they were down by one, barely 6 minutes into the third quarter. But getting that out in the overtime was encouraging. Again, we've seen them do it before. And this team was feisty, man. The problem is, like Spo says, keeping them feisty for the whole game and keeping them motivated and playing that 100% effort that they need to play for them to be at their best. I think that's the tough part, but like you saw in the beginning of the game, Duncan Robinson and Bradley Beal going back and forth, and you know they were just going at it for the first few minutes in the first quarter, and we've seen stuff like that from Hero, we've seen stuff like that from Kendrick Nunn, obviously Jimmy and Bam. Like this definitely is a feisty group. Well, feisty doesn't always have to mean great on defense, but right. But they're feisty.
Yeah, doesn't mean great on defense all the time. Eric Spoelstra with a joke after the game that he basically had JJ out there with DJJ, Jimmy, and Bam so that it looked like there were 4 good defenders out there. That basically is the list of really good defenders on this team, although he did mention Tyler Hero's defense as being a big plus. We'll get to Tyler Hero in a second. But the next point today is I thought the big story of the game was the Eric Spoelstra mass substitution. And I've watched Spoelstra coach this team since 2008. I have never seen that before from him, where he just decided during a third quarter that was, we've talked about the quote-unquote third quarter, that was one of the worst ones we've seen in years. They were
the 30th.
They were cruising 69-50 at the half, and it was worse than that. And then all of a sudden, they were down one. So they basically, it was a 20-point swing, 26-6. He makes a mass substitution, 5 for 5. I put a picture on 5 Reasons Sports. You can get a sense of this. Never seen that before. Jimmy Butler said he liked it. I did notice that after the subs, mostly Dragic and Hero, pushed them into the lead, again, I think by 8 to 10 points. The first time they came to the bench, I thought the reaction from the starters was a little subdued. They were not their usual enthusiasm. I thought the second time they were. What does this say about Eric Spoelstra and his control on this team that he can do something? Because I never saw him do this with a big three.
I think it tells you a lot about the ways that Spo has grown as a coach over the past few years and, you know, just kind of building his confidence over his tenure with the Heat, where he's at this point now where he's just like, yeah, I've got an attitude and I'm going to apply it into these games. Like, I'm going to be stubborn sometimes, right? Like, he did not appreciate at all what the starters were giving to him in that third quarter, and he just let the bench go at it. I mean, I don't even know how many minutes they ended up playing without a stop in between. But I think Jimmy appreciates that because he appreciates Spo's attitude. And you know, Spo is going to tell you where you're wrong. And he's going to make sure to, you know, make a statement out there. I don't think he's as shy as he was when he first got here.
No, it's his team now. And I think there were always questions with the Big Three teams whether it was his team. I thought it was more his team then than he got credit for. But now it clearly is. Like, I mean, these are a lot of the players he wanted. Jimmy embodies him in a lot of different ways. He feels empowered by the organization, the four-year contract, Pat Riley support, Mickey Arison support. He's the second longest tenured coach in the NBA with his current team behind Greg Popovich. And if Pop goes, it may be Spo soon. So he can do things like this and kind of get away with it. I've noticed him giving more sort of speeches about the NBA after games now. Like, it feels like he's a senior head coach, right? Yeah. Like that whole thing that, you know, the whole thing about what a max player should be. And tonight it was about
challenge rants.
The coach's challenge rants. And tonight it was this Kelly Olynyk thing and how it's the NBA. You're getting paid a lot of money. These are things he didn't used to, you know, and you should be ready. These are things that he didn't used to necessarily say. All right, next one. Tyler Hero tonight has not been great since he got back from the injury. Tonight he was great. 7 of 9. Probably don't win this game without him. You mentioned the bench playing a lot of minutes. He played all 12 in the fourth. Let's see what it was in the third. He played 7 in the third. So 19 minutes in the second half alone prior to the overtime. And then in the overtime, he played. I'll try to find this. In the overtime, he played, I thought it was, yeah, all 5 minutes. Well, the exception of 9 seconds. So you're talking about basically played, what, almost 30 minutes, almost 25 minutes in the second half and the overtime. But the big thing Spoelstra talked about was his defense. It feels like if Tyler defends, he will play a lot. We don't see him out there with Kendrick Nunn a ton, but that he will get a bunch of minutes, and he did tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree with you there because I think the problem is we don't really see him around great defenders a lot of the time, especially since now Spo's new thing apparently is, you know, sticking to these two units, the two new units that he has out there where JJ and DJJ are the forwards with Kelly as a big, and you got Goran and Tyler out there. And that's not exactly the same as when Tyler is out there playing with Jimmy and Bam. You know, I think that's when we kind of see some of that upside that we expect to see from Tyler is when he's playing alongside the two best players on the team. And that's kind of been our argument for why he should start since the beginning of the season. But now that he's kind of made this work, Hero's starting to figure out the same thing as well, that if he plays defense, he's going to be out there. And the fact that he was able to play 19 minutes in the second half and contribute and hit as many threes as he did tells you that his legs are back. And I think that's important. But, yeah, I'm still – like. What they have right now with Hero, Nunn, and Robinson really is like such a huge story, man. Like every game, especially every home game, we see how important it is to them.
Yeah, and tonight, Duncan Robinson, 4 of 7 for three. Coming into this, 8 of the last 9 games, he'd taken at least 9 threes. So tonight, he only took 7, but he only played 16 minutes tonight. So he wasn't getting a lot of minutes late, but still got up 7 threes. So, I mean, you're basically talking about he's essentially taking a 3 every 2 to 3 minutes that he's on the court, which is a ton of them. All right, we're going to get to more from tonight's game, and then looking forward, we got kind of a funny question we want to ask. But first, I want to tell you about another great sponsor of the 5 Reasons Sports Network, and that is East Coast Public Adjusters, which wants to let you know there's now only 9 months left to open your Irma claim. That's right, 9 months. Call now before it's too late. Call 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA. If you have a leaky roof, experiencing plumbing issues, these problems are most likely covered by your insurance policy, so don't settle for less. For a free, no-obligation inspection, call East Coast Public Adjusters. They've been in business for 31 years since the Miami Heat were born. We saw Ron Rothstein in a fancy getup today. And, he coached that team. ECPA has been around that long. That's how old Roddy is. That's how old ECPA is. Here's the number again, 855-GET-ECPA, or visit the website ecpaclaims.com. Knowledgeable staff there standing by to answer all of your questions. All right, there was one more thing from today's game you wanted to get to before we moved on?
What, the question?
No, we'll get to the question in a second. I've got some news nuggets from the locker room today. Asked Bam Adebayo a couple of things. Obviously, Derrick Jones Jr. getting the slam dunk contest. We said that was going to happen 2 weeks ago. It happened officially today. We're still waiting on Duncan Robinson for the 3-point.
And the credit. And the proper credit.
We won't get credit. it doesn't happen. But Bam Adebayo, I asked him tonight, I guess this is the first time anybody's ever asked him this question, would he participate in the skills competition in the All-Star game if he's there? And it's bigs against smalls now. And he said absolutely he would, and he didn't know it was bigs against smalls. And I think we want to see Bam Adebayo in the skills competition because I think he'd have a damn good chance to win that thing with everything that he can do. So that's one nugget. Another one, talking to Bam, and this is a smaller one. Are you aware, Alex, of what the Bam lesson is on Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
What is the Bam lesson?
The Bam lesson is when perimeter players match up against Bam, they get the switch, and they think that they have an advantage. And then until they learn the Bam lesson, which is that you don't have an advantage. Bam is just not somebody that you want guarding you on a switch. It doesn't matter what size you are. It doesn't matter what your skill set is, how strong, how quick, how good of a shooter you are, how athletic you are. That's the Bam lesson. You're not going to score, most likely.
You know who didn't know about the Bam lesson?
Beal?
Bam. Bam didn't know about the Bam lesson. He wasn't aware of it. The reason it came to my mind was because when I went to watch him give a clinic at the Players Association to some kids up in New York, he basically gave the Bam lesson to a bunch of 10-year-olds, closing out on them and not giving them any space. But he gives it to perimeter players all the time, and he told me today, he says, I prefer that. I like the challenge of going against a perimeter player. So that's the Bam lesson. All right, last topic tonight. You had a question you posed during the game.
So, yeah, the question was that I posed to you originally was, who's going to play first, Deion or Justice? But then I thought we should rework it and rank 1 through 4 who's going to play first. Deion Waiters, Justice Winslow, Gabe Vincent, their newly signed guard, or KZ Okpala, who's been in the G League.
I'm going to go with a dark horse candidate here. I think it's Gabe Vincent. Because I'm looking at the other three, and is Justice going to play again this season? I think we're going to get bad news in about a week and a half for the evaluation. That's where I'm leaning towards. And Deion, man, if you're not going to – look, he subbed out 5 for 5 today, but there was no consideration of putting Deion in the game. I don't think that's happening. I think with KZ, they want to keep him down there as long as they possibly can. I don't think there's a situation like – Josh Richardson was an older player as a rookie when they sent him down and he came back up and contributed to a playoff run. I don't really see it. He's so raw. I know he's had some games this week and they like what they see. I know they still have confidence in him. They thought that his struggles early were the Achilles. But he's looked really good lately, but he's not ready. So I actually think just because we saw Daryl Macon, the previous two-way guy, get some minutes, if they replaced him with Gabe Vincent, they see something in Gabe Vincent. I am predicting Gabe Vincent before Deion Waiters, Justice Winslow, or KZ Okpala.
Is that the order? Is that Deion number 2 over Justice and KZ?
I'm going Justice 2.
Oh, wow.
Just on the chance that he comes back. Because if he's healthy, he's playing, right? But, Deion could literally put up 100 in a practice game. I'm not sure he sees the court. So, I don't know. I think JJ, the way JJ has played probably helps Deion because there may be a feeling he deserves another chance. And JJ got another chance, and look what he's doing with it. But I just don't see it. I'm going with, I think Okpala, maybe 3rd, maybe Deion. I don't know. I'll let you decide.
I just thought of a 5th candidate. If you want to talk about a real dark horse by the name of Udonis Haslam.
No, UD's got to get minutes before any of the 4 of them. There's no question about that. UD's got to get minutes before any of the 4 of them. I hope it's Justice. That's the best case scenario for this team.
No doubt.
But I don't know that it's going to be Justice.
Oh, Deion's definitely the second best case scenario, right? Deion coming out there would just be electric. The AAA will go crazy once he makes that first pull-up 3.
Yeah, and ill-advised. Then not as crazy when he misses the next one. But we'll see what happens. Anyway, it's just strange because I'm watching, Dragic play so well out there with James Johnson tonight, and I'm looking, Deion was a big part of that 3 years ago, and look how that played out. All right, check out 5ReasonSports.com. That's the website. Spell it out, FIVE, ReasonSports.com. Also, our sponsor, Seltzer Mayberry Law Firm. OneCallLegal.com. Make sure you spell that out too. O-N-E, CallLegal.com. Someone there 24 hours a day to handle your claims. or your cases, whether it has to do with personal injury or whether it has to do with driving or anything along those lines, they handle everything at Seltzer Mayberg. And of course, BetDSI.com. We got the Super Bowl coming up. We're fully credentialed to the Super Bowl. We're going to have three of us out there, including myself, all week long with Chris Kaufman and Craig Davis. And you want to bet it at BetDSI.com. They've got all the props up there already. The props are a lot of fun. So use the promo code 5101.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Regional Sports Network.